Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Investigating the theory that showed up in the London Telegraph and other publications from witnesses that Aaron Alexis was fueled by the establishment's race war agenda. And of the 12 victims, it looks like all of them are white, but one black person. That doesn't confirm the theory. It might have been the black person was a cop or somebody trying to stop him. But this is the type of just you see racial killings happening all over the time. All over the place, and it's like when the Klan goes out and kills black people because they're black. It's all the exact same mindset that's driving it. But regardless, he sure hated those people. I mean, he went and killed them. Mental patient hearing voices on psychotropics. And so American gun owners get blamed. I want to hear from you on this and a lot more, but the article's up on InfoWars.com. Anthony Gucciardi's working on the whole race angle to see if it's true or not. Aaron Alexis, fueled by the establishment race war. Evidence emerges that alleged shooter was motivated by racial discrimination among media race baiting. So that article is up on InfoWars.com. And again, we're going to continue to add to that as more comes out. Now, there's a lot of other news I haven't gotten to yet. And we're going to be breaking down the latest on Obamacare and drunk pigs that then attack cows. Funny news story I found out there. We're going to break down. Also, federal government routinely hires internet trolls, shills, to monitor chat rooms, disrupt article comment sections. Natural News, Jonathan Benson, naturalnews.com, reporting on that. That's up on InfoWars.com. And it dovetails with Paul Watson's article last year about Pentagon hires army of PSYOP trolls. But this is a new development picked up by CTV Television News is reporting on it. So we're going to be getting into that, and I've got a bunch of clips as well that we have not gotten into yet that I want to cover. UN strongly suspicious that Syrian rebels use sarin gas in one clip. In another clip, the UN strongly suspects were saying they thought it could have been the Syrians. So this is all over the map. But we're going to be looking at that report as well coming up, and we're going to give out the toll-free number. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. For any subject you want to discuss, wide open phones. But we better be getting the news out there that this guy was under psychiatric care and on drugs, and that he was hearing voices, and then he got through two checkpoints and was still able to attack people. I don't get why these guys are always so dumb. Why don't they go to an off-base bar that's frequented by everybody? I mean, I don't want to give them ideas, but why do they always want to go to the zone because they know nobody's got guns in there but a few police? That's why. We just answer their question. You get into the perimeter, you are in a sitting duck zone. I mean, why can you trust police to have guns in the police department, but you can't trust the military to have guns? Well, some of them are on psychotropics and are mentally ill. That's why they don't. That's why the Secretary of Defense, the last two, won't get around troops with guns. I'm not really agreeing with them, but that's why they're scared. They know what they've done to these people. They know what they've engaged in. They know what they've basically carried out. They are absolutely, totally, and fully aware of it. So we're going to discuss all that. 800-259-9231. And I'll come back and go right to your calls at the bottom of the hour. Then I'll get into all the news that I just mentioned and any new developments as well. But there's the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Aaron Alexis fueled by the establishment race war. News flash for Piers Morgan, AR-15 not used in Navy Yard massacre. D.C. Democrat Navy Yard shooting due to guns loose in society. Really? What about all the guns you got? AP published story day before Navy Yard shootings debunked. Very important video by Paul Joseph Watson. Was Navy Yard killer on antidepressant meds? The answer is yes now. Washington Navy Yard gunman obsessed with violent video games. That's all up on InfoWars.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I hear the sound of the fire from the prison gates. Are the liberators here? Do I hope or do I feel?
Folks, we're now well into the third hour of this worldwide broadcast. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Find showtimes, listings, and more at PrisonPlanet.tv, and now we're opening the phones up in this hour to talk about another serotonin reuptake inhibitor psychiatric person hearing voices with a top national security clearance, high-level national security clearance, inside a secure base in a gun-free zone, except for police, killing people, and it looks like it was racially motivated. There's some evidence leaning towards that. We're investigating it right now. And we've got the usual suspects, Chucky Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, Barack Obama, Jay Carney, and all these other people running around blaming gun owners, saying, see, we told you so. You did it again, like Kerry. You need to back Al-Qaeda rebels? Or any new deaths are your fault, or there's ever another shooting of a child, it's your fault, America. That's the authoritarians telling you that you're guilty for what somebody else does. We're like, hey, gun crime is down 49% in the last 20 years. Justice Department numbers. I don't want to hear that, racist. NRA's racist. It's the new Klan. Actually, the NRA was founded to train Northerners how to shoot, particularly black folks. And the Klan was anti-gun. Shut up, racist! Again, reality is under attack by the politically correct because they're authoritarians. They want to control what we say, what we do. They're not liberals. And if the Republicans were in power, trying to take my rights, I'd come out against them like I did with Bush. I'm on record. But I'm telling you, not a lot of stuff sneaks up on me, but I thought, I was like, look, I know Obama's advisors are globalists. They're just like Bush's advisors. But I said, he's got to do something good on war, getting a peace prize. He's got to do something with all these claims. And he is the biggest liar president. He makes Nixon and Clinton look like good guys. He makes them look like St. John or something. I mean, he sits there and goes, 80-90% support this gun bill. Actually, 70% were against the major polls. And no one thinks the rebels launched chemical attack. The UN's come out now and said most of the evidence points towards the rebels. I haven't even gotten to that report yet. Some nerve gas attacks, they say, might be the government. I mean, it's just bizarre. Everything Obama says, I will not raise your payroll taxes, any of your taxes, raises them. I will not hire any lobbyists, does nothing but harm. I will not have any Monsanto lobbyists, hires the head of it to run things. I will have GMOs labeled, works to block it. I will decriminalize marijuana, makes it more illegal than anybody in the last 30 years. Triple the raids on dispensaries. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I thought it'd just be meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I'm here to tell you. You know, we sold T-shirts with George W. Bush on it saying he was a horrible fascist. And I got to tell you, folks, he would have been just as bad as Obama if he could get away with it. And that's the difference. And these Democrats, I saw this congresswoman out of D.C., someone calling for our guns to be taken a few weeks ago. Got the clip right here of her saying it. She came out and said, I'm just going to support this war on Syria just because I'm going to be loyal to Obama. Why don't you just line up then the Christians and shoot them yourself, lady? It's just disgusting. Representative Eleanor Holmes. I mean, what a group of Fruit Loops, ladies and gentlemen. What a group of sickos. Absolute sickos.
Congressman, you compared this to 9/11. Why is it compared to 9/11? What does that mean to you?
Well, only in the number of victims. It doesn't compare. Apparently, there's no indication that this was a terrorist event. But I hope we all understand that with all these guns loose in the society, it doesn't take a terrorist to do what was done here today, to despoil the reputation of this rising neighborhood that is now surrounded by newly built homes and facilities, and I think will continue to thrive. So I hope this doesn't take from what has been one of the most secure facilities in Washington.
And we've got Marines running around with M16s to stop the bad guy. Because the guns aren't the problem, it's the person in control of them. And I know you know that as an audience, but folks, we're beginning to win the fight for the Second Amendment, which means they may go for it all right now because they're losing. They may tump over the chessboard. We need to triple intensify the war for the Second Amendment. Even if you don't own guns, people are recognizing that it's a linchpin. Just like they're going after free speech and states' rights and the family, they're going after everything right now. The freedom of the press, and then calling it press protection to not protect bloggers and give them First Amendment protection. And then the media, the mainstream media goes, oh, Drudge is wrong. He says it's fascism to do this. There's already protections of sources. Obama's illegally gone over that. Then they pass a law saying, oh, well, we'll selectively protect him, but then actually even waters down what mainline reporters get. They will call a power grab the opposite. They'll call the Patriot Act patriotic. They'll call the Affordable Care Act affordable when it doubles premiums on average. It is not the Affordable Care Act. I know I'm screaming, excuse me. It makes me mad. It's Orwellian. Up is down, down is up. Black is white, white is black. NRA founded to stop the Klan. Fox says it's for the Klan. I mean, it's everything is the opposite of what it really is. I'm sick of it. and watching that slime bag Obama and his camp followers, knowing they're crushing the country, doubling black unemployment since he got in office, wrecking the industry, shutting everything down, and then MSNBC gets up there and says, we'll tell you who's at fault, racist crackers. And it's Michael Moore using that term and saying, it's racist whites that have their guns because they're scared of black people. Injecting race, 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 until people think, well, I'm going to go out and shoot some white people. We know it's been happening a lot. Yeah, let's just shoot this baseball player from Australia in the back because he's white. And, you know, let's have a gang initiation. Let's, you know, it's wrong when Hispanics in L.A. have gang initiations killing blacks. You know, that's going on. But, see, nobody cares because that's Hispanic on black or whatever. It's all about, yeah, there's Michael Moore, 90% of guns owned by scared white people. There's the quote from March 24th of this year. Let's go to your phone calls as promised. David, Andy, Joe, Chris, RB, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I have a call to action, and I hope this makes sense. But there are two things that I think are the most important things we can do, and I hope everybody listening calls their congressman. We have to reinstate Glass-Steagall Act, and we have to impeach Obama. And if we do those two things, many, many of these problems are going to evaporate. And I hope that all of your listeners really look into what the Glass-Steagall Act, why it was put in place, and what it will do to Wall Street and to these bankers, and how it will put a halt to so many different things. But all these issues that we're always talking about and getting very fired up about, all very important, but they mean nothing if we don't stop these bankers in Wall Street and if we don't get Obama out of office.
Sir, I am absolutely 100% in agreement with you. We should get behind Congressman Walter Jones's legislation to impeach Obama for launching all these wars, the congressional authorization, boom, it's open and shut. And that sends a message to all these globalists. And then everything Obama's done gets thrown into question and discredited legislatively and executively if he's impeached. And then we can repeal a bunch of this, including Obamacare. He should be impeached for Obamacare that raises payroll taxes on basically anybody working. And all the other, it's eight taxes on poor people. And, folks, I've got a lot of family, a lot of veterans, you name it, who are getting paid, you know, $12 an hour. They got college degrees, you name it. They can't find jobs like everybody else out there. And they can't even pay for the gas to get to work. And they're running up their credit cards, and they haven't gone on welfare yet. But the system basically wants to force everybody onto welfare. And that's what's going on. So get behind Congressman Walter Jones's impeachment legislation. And at the same time, get behind a major drumbeat to hold people accountable. And even if Obama's a puppet, it signifies that we're awake. And repeal the repeal. So reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act and other laws that don't allow investment banks to create unlimited derivatives and then hold us hostage to bail them out. Absolutely, sir.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Jones also is trying to get, and I know you've talked about this, but the 28 pages regarding the 9/11 cover-up, which we all think, I'm fairly sure, that this is going to expose the whole Saudi kingdom relationship to the British Empire and their funding of the 9/11 attacks. And I'm almost positive that Walter Jones is aware of this. And we've got
the congressman is finally on tomorrow. I was going to have him on last week, but that fell through. He's on tomorrow, and we'll bring it all up. I appreciate your call. You know, here's the thing. I don't think we can tell who was behind the 9/11 attacks. I've tried to explain this to people, and I am known as the father of the 9/11 truth movement. And because I'm the first person before it happened and after to come out and say it's an inside job, and I believe they'll launch a bio attack to distract, I said it on 9/11, away from this. They always commit another couple crimes. It's like bank robbers will set fires on one end of town before they rob the bank. Or they'll have a fake robbery at one to rob the big one across town. Well, when they do a big stage terror, they'll do something after it to then divert onto that. I've learned how they operate. And even 13 years ago or 12 years ago, I understood this stuff. And my gut just told me that. We know the official story isn't true. Okay, we know that. We know that. That's incontrovertible. They blew up Building 7. NORAD stood down. There was insider trading. There was a lot of stuff going on. And I'm not defending the Queen of England. My goodness, I just... The Queen of England herself doesn't really run anything. She just owns it and is like the, you know, like the vestigial dropping at the middle of it all. But, yeah, British intelligence is as slick and sneaky as it gets. And you notice they were against the strike on Syria because they don't want to commit suicide.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno, I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
System. This is the globalist system, the United States of America. You know, I just love Dave Mustaine and his wife, Pam. And I know they're listening right now. I want to say hi to them. But I better work this time. I remember I was 14 out of Megadeth shirt and loved this song. I like it even more today.
What do you mean I hurt your feelings?
Didn't know you had any feelings. All right, we'll stop the sing-along. It's like those old cartoons, the bouncing ball goes over the thing, but I'll start making up ridiculous lyrics. You know, Dave Mustaine is the consummate perfectionist. You know, after his concerts, he goes and practices. Every time I've seen him play, he goes in on the bus and starts practicing any little part he thinks he messed up. I'm telling you, every concert I've ever been in, he is the best live and blows away the competition. Iron Maiden was okay, but it was like Megadeth was so loud last week they were here. It was just perfect, and then they turned it up when Iron Maiden went on. And I was like, wow, I can't even hear this. But side issue, different venues are different. I don't know why I just went off into a jag about that. I'm just making excuses for why I'm singing along to Dave Mustaine and Megadeth. Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in Idaho, then Joe, Chris, RB, and others. Andy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say that you're a true patriot, and you woke my eyes up about 4 years ago.
Well, my friend, I've got to get people away because we're all in this together. God bless you.
Yeah, and I also want to say is that I'm a Call of Duty player, but I don't play 16, 12 hours a day like the shooter at the naval base. So.
Well, I'm not judging. I played video games. I played Donkey Kong and Super Mario Brothers and all that stuff when I was a kid. You know, and I mean, I'll tell you, I should have been out playing sports. We sit there for like 5 hours on Saturdays, eating Hot Pockets, picking our noses and playing video games and learning how to cheat the game. You know, the special, you jump underneath that thing and it hits and you get hundreds of lives or whatever. What's the Mario Brother world where you go to the whole world and you jump on top of the turtle shells and all that? My only issue is now these are like real military games, and they're really being used for recruiting. The Pentagon admits that. But, I mean, so what's your take on it, Andy? I'm kind of talking about Donkey Kong.
It's all good, man. My take on it is, you know, if you play video games, don't play them all day long. I went out yesterday, and I went for a hike. It was beautiful. Took my new backpack out with my hydration pack.
And you murdered two hikers. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
With a hatchet.
No, it was my concealed weapons permit handgun.
I'm just joking. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm not being sarcastic. Fine.
I know you are. That's what I like about you. You got a warped sense of humor like I do. So.
You got to have one nowadays or go completely insane. No, I mean, there are people, though, that just obsess all day with shooting humans, and they really want to do it. There is a certain percentage does join the military because they want to be able to legally kill people. It's a very small minority, but that's who they're looking for a lot of times. And a lot of times you get somebody that's already like that. They go through Marine Corps boot camp where it's training to take a nice guy and make them kill people. And it's, you got to hone your skills to be a killer and murder everybody, murder. And you get somebody who's already inclined to be a psycho, it may push them over the edge. And now you're dealing with Freddy Krueger. You see what I'm saying?
Well, it's also funny because when you get into some of these rooms and stuff like that, these kids are very serious about the game. So if you shoot them up, if you kill one of them while they're playing, they get all frustrated and all mad, and sometimes they, what you call rage quit, is they're so mad because you killed them, they rage quit. And I think that's one of the things.
What is a rage? What is a ragey pagey? What is it called?
It's called a rage quit.
A rage quit.
Because what they do is they think they're better than you, and then when you shoot them, they get all mad. That was a BS call. But I just think it's funny, and then I don't deal with it. I shut off the video game and go.
Oh, no, I've heard about in the news people that are playing video games against each other, they'll go meet and get in a fight over it or kill each other or whatever. And people have robbed so they can buy the imaginary goods in the imaginary world. I don't know. I want to learn how to master the real world for my family and for them to have a future, not to live in these simulated worlds. But I get it. I mean, it's Video games are fun. I mean, I go to the video game place and play shoot 'em up and stuff. And we've got a Wii. We get it out maybe once a month and play the hunting game, or we play the golf.
Now, the golf. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Good stuff right there. Buckaroo Banzai, the Overthruster. That's a good B-movie right there. We got space aliens running the defense contractor company. The general show up and goes, I want my stealth bomber. And that came out before the stealth bomber was even out. Oh, that was a good movie. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we are taking your phone calls here in just a moment. Some of the breaking news up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com today. 15-year-old jailed for simulating shooting with iPhone app. That's right. He tried to make a video game. Actually, to hire that kid where it is a simulation shooter game. And so for building his own video game, he was arrested. In an incident predating yesterday's Navy Yard shooting, a student in Louisiana was arrested and charged with terrorizing for simulating shooting classmates using an iPhone app. And he got the classmates to take part in it so he could, you know, shoot a promo for it. As ridiculous as that sounds, it's true. As reported by ABC News affiliate WGNO News, an unnamed 15-year-old student was booked and jailed after uploading footage to YouTube from an augmented reality iPhone app called The Real Strike. By the way, those are super popular on YouTube. I see a lot of people that create their own first-person shooter game. It's total art, total First Amendment, totally protected. Bare minimum in this charged-up society, the cops say. So your friends, you're like a filmmaker, you made an app. Wow, really interesting. So you're in the drama department? Okay. Not planning anything. Okay, thank you. But you see reports where people write stuff for their English class. In one case, they were battling zombies at the high school using fictitious names. It wasn't even the same high school. They arrested him. His grandparents, who were raising him, reported the honor student. And the grandma was in the news going, well, it's better that he be jailed than plan anything. And it was like, but he wasn't planning anything. So this is how it works. Meanwhile, the reported shooter, Aaron Alexis from D.C. Naval Yard, he shot up, reportedly, people's tires that parked in this parking space. Unbelievable. Right there, boom, felony. No more firearms. He had shot through his neighbor's wall telling him shut up. And he got kicked out of the Navy for that, but then rehired with a security clearance to work in the Marines area on different weapon systems. So that's what went on here. And there's a slight chance, 5% chance, he could have been a mind control patsy or wound up or something. I don't think that's what happened here because he's on the drugs. He's hearing voices. It's just another example of how screwed up this government is. I mean, it's coming all the time where almost every TSA supervisor is a defrocked priest or a convicted child molester and then get caught doing it again and again and again. So it's really disgusting to have all this going on. And it reminds me of the kid in Austin, Texas, a few months ago that got arrested playing video games and made a joke threat. Teen who made video game comment is now being beat up in jail. $500,000 bail ensures boy remains in prison, facing 10 years. The father of Justin Carter, the teen accused of making terroristic threats on Facebook, told NPR's Morning Edition that his son is presently getting beat up, treated horribly in the Comal County Jail in Texas, where he's being held. And it just goes on. Yeah, jail is not a fun place. So there you go. So play all the video games you want if Bill Gates puts them out, or if you know, some other big company, Microsoft. But you make a thing with the drama department of a shoot 'em up, you're going to go to jail. So this is the new political correctness. Let's go to Joe in Arizona. Let's move quick through calls. There's some other news I want to hit. Joe, thank you for calling in, sir.
Alex, how are you?
I'm pretty good, buddy.
All right. Listen, first of all, I want you to know that you're not the real Paul Revere. You are the George Washington of the InfoWar. We love you out here.
Well, believe me, I know a lot about George Washington, and I don't think I'm anywhere near George Washington. I might come up to George Washington's knee. But someday I might come up to him, but I don't think so.
I wanted to bring up this point because I haven't heard anyone touch on it yet. The old Rahm Emanuel quote, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yes, sir.
We had the shooting yesterday. And all of a sudden, the executive order goes through. As far as Obama's immunity with sending weapons over to Syria. Now, is that to avoid war crimes?
Well, that's right. In fact, we said this yesterday and we said this weeks ago. They need a bunch of distractions off of the fact that they're arming the rebels and that it's illegal. And Congress was starting to point this out. So, I'll do an executive order saying that we can violate the importation ban on weapons to groups even affiliated. Under the NDAA, if you give money to a charity unknowingly that then gives money to a terrorist-affiliated group, you disappear forever. that is really creepy and unconstitutional and out of control. I mean, if you're a known terrorist and they say they're going to disappear you without the proof of the trial, it's horrible. But we're talking about just off with your head, disappearing into the dungeon from the days of Robin Hood. Yeah, here's the article. Obama waives ban on arming terrorists to allow aid to Syrian opposition. President Obama waived a provision of federal law. Boy, he's God. Designed to prevent the supply of arms to terrorist groups to clear the way for the U.S. to provide military assistance to vetted opposition groups fighting Syrian dictator. You mean slaughtering all the Christians? Always make it about Assad. The thing is, Assad didn't start the fight. He was democratizing. This is a war crime. Any other points, sir?
Yeah, just one other point. I thought you got a kick out of this. I was taking a flight out of JFK, and out of all things in my luggage bag, my carry-on, I got stopped for the tangy tangerine.
Oh, my goodness. How evil. What did they think it was?
I am so evil. I don't know, but it took about 20 minutes, and they put it through the scanner like 10 times. I can't even drink it now.
You know, I don't think the scanner would actually damage it that much. You got to really cook something to ruin it, but it probably had some effect on the molecular makeup of it. It's the continued radiating over your life that adds to your overall radiation dose level. But you're right. Look, the big thing is, they save the photos, and they make fun of people's genitals. And that's now been confirmed. And you know, if I'm going to, I mean, not that I'm good looking, but, you know, Playgirl has not contacted me to pose nude. And, of course, I wouldn't do it. I'm being sarcastic, folks. The point is, you need to be paid for that. And you should be, you know, free will. I mean, they've had TSA people in the U.S. and England print off naked shots of women and men and run over and say, please sign this. That's how mentally ill these people are. Because a lot of them take the job to have power over people. There it is, 100 body scans from security checkpoint, leaked pictures. And keep scrolling down, it'll show some more of the photos. So what did they think it was?
I they took the tangy tangerine. I honestly just sat there. I was just dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. And I was basically going to miss my flight if I put up a stink. But they definitely took their time sending it through. And it was unopened, of all things.
Well, God bless you, sir. Good to hear you, and I appreciate you calling. Good points. By the way, the TSA and courthouses have leaked over and over again naked body images with them derezzed so that everybody doesn't get upset, and then they'll release these blobbed ones. What they really look like is what we've got on screen right now for TV viewers. Those are real ones right there. Okay? And it is 100%. You can see every single detail. Okay? And then they lie and say, oh, well, we see a derezzed version. No, that's pure bull, and it's come out. It's pure, unmitigated, absolute, unadulterated propaganda. That's one of the oldest tricks in the books, is to leak something yourself. All right, let's, you know what? I'm going to plug some stuff here and then go back to your call since you mentioned Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I got a call last week from one of my friends saying, hey, I'd like to see the certification on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I mean, we go to Whole Foods, they just say something's organic. So I called the company and had them send me more than a dozen certifications. It was more than that. It was page after page. And I was so impressed that they didn't just get the entire product certified. They had each and every ingredient certified. The truth is, the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the formulators and the company told me, was almost completely organic, non-GMO. But they hadn't had it all individually certified because it had so many ingredients. So it took them 2 years. They had it all certified, incredible cost, to have one of the only multi-powder things out there that is certified non-GMO, organic. And it's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com with the biggest discounts. You can get 10% off on things like the ProPure water filtration systems at InfoWars store.com. But at InfoWarsHealth.com, we have the giant catalog of amazing longevity products, the lowest prices. You can sign up for free shipping when you order online. You can also sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com to be a distributor for $10, one-time fee like Costco or whatever, and get even bigger discounts. And you can also set up your own at-home business. A lot of folks have done this. It's not designed as a stay-at-home business. That's the model they've used in 16 years to sell it and promote it. But it is a great stay-at-home business. But that's it's not so much vestigial. It's more just a side thing. But it's a great thing to do. And they got great brochures and literature. They can set you up your own website. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com. You can give them a call, our great team, and ask about any of the different products or questions or order over the phone. 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. And there's another big fringe benefit. This is great products at great prices that funds our operations so we can get up here and defend the Second Amendment and defend property rights and defend homeschooling and get Congressman Walter Jones on to push impeachment tomorrow and expose that the rebels really launched a chemical attack. We routinely break stuff that is now international news. That is established and that is admitted by even dinosaur media. And so I've had a lot of top experts I concur with tell me the way you stay alive and the way you stay not destroyed is get bigger. Get big or get eaten. Big fish eat little fish. And I'm a big fish for liberty now, and I need to get a lot bigger because, boy, I'm swimming in oceans where I'm like 10 feet long, folks. There's 100 foot long, 200 foot long megalodons in these waters. And I'm fast like a bluefin tuna and aggressive, folks. Kind of like a cross between a bluefin tuna and a swordfish or a marlin. But, you know, I need your help because I'm in some dangerous waters. And I'm trying to protect all the little minnows out there as we're all in this together. But we are definitely going in like X-Wings against the Death Star, starting our trench run right now. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, the incredible lowest price, best shortwave radios at the lowest prices there. Blows Away Radio Shack, you name it, the prices we got. The solar-powered systems, just hundreds and hundreds of amazing items. InfoWarsStore.com, the little mini cook stoves, the storable foods. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsHealth.com to find the Pollen Burst Plus that's so amazing and so much more. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Here, as promised, I'm just going in order. Let's move quick now. Chris in Florida, thanks for calling, sir.
Yes. Hey, Alex, first-time caller. I'm a long-time listener. I wanted to speak about Baron Alexis. Now, he's the person that has killed 12 other people in D.C.
Well, I'm now, still saying it's alleged, and it could be a setup, but it's not a very – they weren't really – It doesn't have all the signs of a staged event. It still could be, but probably just a Prozac head. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, not a problem. Now, how is the mainstream media going to spin this? Because now you have a person on psychotropic drugs. Now they're pushing this racism agenda on the mainstream media. Now, how does this go and coincide with the Adam Lanza event, with the Virginia Tech shooting? Are they just pulling out people, like, of all races, types, and deals to just put these, you know, these events into play so now they can come and go the day before Associated Press came?
Well, I'll say this. The D.C. shooter looked like it was a setup. This doesn't look like it's a setup so much because I don't see all the telltale signs. But I don't know. But when the whole race thing is meant to be white people are racist only because they're the biggest minority. It's a nation of minorities now. You know, whites are like 47% of the population. It's going to be like 30. It's the death of the West. It's on record. So don't worry. All evil will soon leave the world when all whites are dead, according to the media. But whites politically have been seen as dominant. So the Democratic Party can play a class struggle thing saying whites inherently cheated you somehow. Okay, and create gang politics, and then that adds to already unstable people. Well, we'll just go out and shoot some crackers because, you know, they all deserve it, you know, to get folks back for Trayvon. There's been undoubted killings of whites all over the country because they're just white, and it's very, very sad. You know, it's kind of like some black folks drug an old white man to death about a year after they drug a black guy to death in outside of Vidor, Texas. They're in Klan country. That is absolute Klan white trash country there. not indicting everybody that lives down there, but that's definitely right, something out of Deliverance. Bless me and the folks in Deliverance. The point is that it is amazing. White people, I mean, I've been down in those areas, folks, in a town outside Vidor where that happened, and I've had white people walk over and say, we don't like Yankees around here. To me. When I was in high school, I've been to areas in East Texas, and it's not all areas. It's like certain little enclaves, like gangs. They get in a little nest, come over to me at a city pool, actually in the summer when I was visiting friends, and say, you're from Dallas? You are a damn Yankee and need to get out of here. And I, of course, laughed at them. It was teenagers. I mean, I'm now digressing. The point is it's race politics, because they don't want to debate issues and how we can all be unified around Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process. They want it all to be about what group you're in. I'm lesbian. I'm gay. I'm straight. I'm a Muslim. I'm a video game person. I'm black. And it just all becomes, and then you can't criticize anything those groups are doing. Like, man, look at that guy. He looks like a degenerate thug. Well, don't be racist. He's black. Well, I'd say that if he was white. I mean, you know, you see some guy who looks like a gang member, you know, whatever, then you just say he looks like a thug. Don't say that. That's racist. What, just because the thug's black? Appreciate your call.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
Confiscate America.
American patriots' guns. Here came Obama. He promised to take them all. How are we going to enslave them all if they don't turn them in? Those nasty patriots committing the sin.
Well, that was really like a dog howling. These songs come on, I just mindlessly babble something over them.
Gonna put fluoride in your drink. Gonna feed you GMO. That'll teach you to submit to our loving Bill Gates.
All right, there you go. Best singing ever. So I get my Grammy now. All right, I'm sorry. I'm in a good mood today. I don't know why I'm in a good mood. I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick booty. And I'm all out of booty. All right, let's go ahead and take a ring-a-dingy. RB in Texas. Come on in, you Yankee.
Yeah, that was a terrible cliche. Terrible.
How's it going, brother?
Oh, all right, boss. Hey, I've been trying to get hold of you for a minute. I want to introduce you to a person that has sacrificed the last 30 years of his life to research and document a solution to what is going on in the world, including traveling to Jerusalem and Egypt and doing all of the in-depth study.
Wow.
Because we do not trust the electronic transfers of information, we'd like to set up a meeting with you to deliver the initial correspondence of a letter of introduction.
Take me to your leader. I am Guac from the planet Snivel Snapper.
You know, sir, I'm not trying to poo-poo what you're saying. I don't trust a lot of electronic stuff either, but I almost look at it like, you know what, we're just in their face, flying our colors openly. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time to meet with people. You ought to just mail me a letter with the info, but just give us the gist of the Rosetta Stone of Information Awakening that you've discovered buried in the alluvial sands of the Nile Delta.
Well, we were part of a Peruvian flute band, and we discovered the mechanical orchestration of perceivable existence.
That sounds like it has a alignment with the supersedable triumphant ostrich.
Perhaps. It's all explained biblically. The solution is nonviolent. It's all biblically sound. And
well, let me be honest. I'm a fan of Peruvian flute music. I really am. I've heard it a few times. Down here in Texas, there's folks from Peru all over the place. You hear them sometimes playing downtown. Tell me the secret, then. What did you discover?
I'm not qualified because it's not...
Show me the map. Return what you have stolen from me.
Right. We are going to be headed down there Thursday, and we will definitely drop you off.
Return the map. Return what you have stolen.
All right, brother. I understand you're heading down here, but I may not be here. I may be fishing with my son or something. Listen, I appreciate you. God bless you. Mail me a letter, sir. Let me give you how you can hang out with us on a realm of information. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And by the way, if you're a new listener, they'll probably have the New York Times, everybody else have a story out today, or Media Matters, that I was believing that I had Peruvian flute bands and we were connected to aliens. That was all satire. That was all a joke. The caller was not satire. The caller may actually be the ambassador from Planet Pop-Tart. And I just insulted them.
Ambassador, allow me to apologize to you. I, too, am from another planet. Welcome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.